Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again, and welcome to The Roads with Bo. Today is February 25th, 2024, and this is episode 27 of The Roads Not Taken, which is a weekly series where we go through the previous week's events and talk about news that was underreported, unreported, didn't get the coverage it deserved, or I just find it interesting. Let's see. Then at the end, we go through a Q&A from y'all. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know if there's questions at the end of this one. Okay. So we're starting off in foreign policy. Okay, another round of strikes against the Houthis have taken place. They're unlikely to be the last in the seemingly never-ending back and forth. They are also unlikely to be incredibly effective. Okay, the world is watching as Russia's three-day operation into Ukraine advances into its third year. Let's see. Progress is reportedly being made on an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire agreement backed by the United States, but it has not been finalized yet, at least not at time of filming, but it does look promising for once. Let's see. Blinken has stated that Israeli settlements in the West Bank are, quote, inconsistent with international law. This reverses the Trump decision that was done under the Pompeo Doctrine. For a long time, the U.S. position was that the settlements were, quote, inconsistent with international law. And then Trump said they were, basically. Under a different doctrine. So it is back to that. The U.S. looks like they're launching a new wave of sanctions against Russia. Moving on to U.S. news, not content with limiting your reproductive rights, the Alabama Senate is also trying to ban lab-grown meat so they can also control what you eat. Freedom, because there's freedom there. And that's what, you know, Republicans in Alabama stand for. Freedom, just not for you. Okay. Lots of House GOP members are leaving their positions and not running for re-election, with one Florida representative saying, "I thought that some of our members would be smarter." The loss of a lot of the rising stars and some of the committee chairs within the party has made a lot of people nervous. They're concerned about losing the real political skill. And to be honest, yeah, it's a legitimate concern. McCarthy appears to be engaged in a revenge operation against some of his opponents in the House. Some of that is no longer really being subtle. It seems pretty out in the open. But I would imagine that's going to heat up this week, maybe then the following week. Okay, 154 scholars ranked the presidents. Lincoln, FDR, Washington, and Teddy Roosevelt were the top four. Biden was 14th, and Trump was unsurprisingly dead last. In cultural news, Olivia Rodrigo launched a reproductive rights initiative. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of commentary about that coming out of right-wing circles. Okay, in scientific news, Odysseus, a private spacecraft, managed to make a soft landing on the moon. However, it then tipped onto its side after one of its feet got stuck. It is very surprising that a craft named Odysseus would end up taking a detour. A National Health Service Trust letter in the United Kingdom basically kind of indicated that milk from trans women would be comparable to milk from cis women. So get ready for that to be a massive talking point in the United States, used by people who really, really want to be angry about something. In oddities, it was revealed that President Lincoln pardoned President Biden's great-great-grandfather for what appears to be his part in a knife fight back in the 1860s. Okay, moving on to the Q&A, and there are some good. Okay, email address is the email address is question4bo@gmail.com. Okay. I looked recently through the U.S. Constitution in search of something that would allow two of the three branches of government to override a stunt like the MAGA in the House are pulling. There is nothing in good faith they are doing and are blatantly taking orders from a non-U.S. state actor. Wow. I couldn't find anything. There must be some sort of provision for this, no? No, there's not. The founders of this country never pictured the American people being manipulated to the point that they would elect MAGA. It's that simple. They never expected that form of authoritarian to be elected. There is no protection in the Constitution against that type of authoritarianism, because the founders never believed those people would be voted in. It's really that simple. There's a person on Twitter who tags you almost every day telling you silence about Gaza is complicity. I find it sad because you're not on Twitter anymore. You do talk about it, and because they don't tag their representatives, just you. What can you say to somebody like that? Well, let's start with that. For those who don't know, I actually don't check my Twitter notifications anymore. I wouldn't have seen that. Yes, I do cover Gaza. And they tag me, but not their representatives. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who feel that commentators are better at representing them, and that may be true in the sense of representing their ideas, but we don't actually have the power to force change. But realistically, most of the representatives don't here either. When it comes to stuff like this, when people are genuinely concerned about saving lives, that's their goal, and they're operating in good faith, I mean, I would just try to direct them somewhere more effective. When it comes to stuff like this, I give people a huge pass on doing stuff that just doesn't make any sense. If it's coming from a good place, anyway. What kind of injury surgery did you have, and how did you have a surgery without missing uploads? I had an injury like 20 years ago, and you know, back when I was 220 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, it didn't really matter. But as I have gotten older, there needed to be some reinforcement done when it came to my abdominal wall. And how did you have a surgery without missing uploads? Planning, of course. Planning. What do you think of the New York trucker boycott? You know, my main thought on that is, once again, Trump the billionaire, that is supposed to be the guy standing up for the working class, he's asking the working class to miss out on money to help him because he doesn't care about the working class. And it's worth remembering that the other billionaire, the one they villainize all the time, Taylor Swift, oh, she's known for giving $100,000 tips to truckers. One of them cares about you. The other one doesn't. Just remember that when you're deciding whether or not to torch your career over some billionaire you've never met. And that looks like it. That looks like all the questions. So, all right, so there you go. A little more information, a little more context, and having the right information will make all the difference. Y'all have a good day.